Hey there, my name is Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Now, home automation is becoming kind of part of our day-to-day lives. We've got things like, you know, Alexa and Google Home, and we've got light bulbs that can turn on and off, you know, via Alexa and via web apps and via all kinds of things. So today what I'll do is show you how you can build your own smart switch, which you can control to turn on or off using your smartphone. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. So this really is an idea of how these things work. It's not necessarily what you'd actually want to do, because there are, of course, commercial solutions and some of them are quite cheap, but this shows you basically what goes on inside of a smart switch. So what we're going to be doing is going to be taking an extension cable like this one, and we're going to be cutting it here in the middle, and in the middle we're going to be inserting a relay and a microcontroller, and then afterwards we can control that relay and that microcontroller from our smartphone. So let's start to look at how you do that. Now, the first thing we need in our project is a microcontroller. I'm going to be using the Arduino MKR1000. I have a whole video about how you can set this up to act as a web server. Basically, it is a small Cortex, ARM Cortex microcontroller with a Wi-Fi module so that you can control it over the Wi-Fi. And then, of course, it's got some pins here, analog pins and digital pins. And then here we can see things like 5 volts, V in, ground, and so on. So it's basically a small microcontroller that we're going to connect up to the relay, and we're going to connect up to some other bits and pieces, which I'll show you in a minute. And then over the Wi-Fi, we're going to write a program so that we can tell this to switch the relay on and off, which will switch our smart plug on or off. So first thing, a microcontroller. Now, you can use different ones. If you've got another Arduino with an Atmel controller and you've got, let's say, a Wi-Fi shield, you can use that. You can use things like the ESP32. You can use whatever microcontroller you want, as long as it's got some kind of wireless networking so that you can control your switch remotely. So before we proceed, I must just point out that we are dealing with mains electricity here, and there are dangers of electrocution. If you are uncomfortable or not 100% sure in what we're doing here, do not proceed. Never ever touch the circuit while it is live. Do not make cuts to cables or adjustments to the circuit while it is plugged in. Also, don't do stupid things like touch it with wet hands, or do this outside in the rain, or do it while you're in the bath or the shower. Never stick any of the components in your mouth and other things like that. You proceed at your own risk. Now, one very important piece of equipment for our smart switch is a relay. This is a relay, it's a two-channel relay. Now, a relay allows you to control higher voltage circuits, so you can't put 220 volts or 110 volts through an Arduino. You have to do that through a switch. And this is basically a switch that's operated by an electromagnet, so it can switch the voltage on and off, switch the current on and off, so that you can control your equipment that's plugged into the mains. Now, there are basically two parts to this. There's this part here, which is where you connect up the high voltage stuff, the stuff at 110 volts or 220 volts. And this side is the control side. Let's talk about the control side first of all. Two sets of pins. This here is so that you can isolate your switch and have a separate power supply for it. We're not going to be doing that in this video, but it is possible to have it completely separate so that you can isolate your microcontroller from any possible theoretical damage that might happen through, let's say, lightning strikes. And then here we've got these four pins. This pin here is ground, and this pin here is 5 volts. And then there's one pin each to control each of the two channels. So this pin here controls this channel, this pin here controls this channel. And basically, when there is a signal on here, in fact, it's actually when there is zero, when there's a low signal on here, this switches. And when there is high, it switches the other way. So on a relay, there's basically three terminals here. This one in the middle is the switch. It's the common one that will either get connected to this side or to this side. A switch on or off, one or the other. And we're only going to connect up two of them because we want it to be off completely, or to be make the circuit complete. And this little symbol here shows that this one here is what they call normally closed. That means when there's no power to it, when it's just like that, there is a connection between these two. So if you had a connection in here and here, that circuit would be connected. And what we want is something, a cable in here and a cable in here, so that it only connects those when we pull down that pin. which means when the circuit is not powered up, it will be off. There'll be nothing flowing because we'll have nothing connected to this one here. And then when you have the microcontroller up and running and it pulls this pin low, these two will connect and your circuit will be completed. And that's what we're going to do. And I'll show you how we're going to do that in a minute on our extension lead that we've got, so that we can just basically turn it on and off according to what we want from the microcontroller. One other thing worth mentioning, this relay that I'm using here in this example is a 10 amp relay. You may be tempted to exceed 10 amps on the extension lead. Maybe in some countries extension leads are rated at 13 amps or even 16 amps. Be aware that this relay is a 10 amp relay, which means you cannot load the extension lead to its maximum. If you want to load it to greater, then you need to buy a different relay set. I know I'm not connecting anything greater than 10 amps into this extension cable, and I'm aware of that as I'm doing it. You also need to be aware of that. Now, another thing we're going to need is a small 5 volt power supply. That's what I've got here. Of course, when you look at the microcontroller, normally we would power it through the USB port, but obviously we want this to be powered independently. We don't want a USB connection going into our smart switch and then it being plugged into the wall. We want this to all to be self-contained. But so by using a small 5-volt power supply, we can actually connect this to the extension lead, to the mains coming in from your wall socket, and then it converts into 5 volts, and we can power our Arduino and therefore the relay for the control mechanism of the relay via the 5 volts. So it's a very small circuit board, or you get it without the wires. What I've done is I've soldered, and I've said in other videos my soldering is not very good, but I basically have soldered two thicker cables here that you would find the same length thickness of cable inside of your extension lead, instead of your mains cable. And then I've got two much thinner cables here. In fact, these are the cables that I use for making links on a breadboard that I've got the 5 volts out on them. So it's basically 220 volts or 110 volts depending on your country in, 5 volts out, and then we use these two to power the breadboard directly so that we can power the Arduino and then also the control mechanism for the relay. So small board, 5 volt power supply that we're using. It's also worth pointing out, of course, that this power supply here is uninsulated, which means when it's plugged in, there will be mains voltage going through it. Now, I'm actually going to use some insulation tape along with some of this thermal insulation that shrinks down when you apply a heat to it. That will offer some level of insulation. If you don't use any insulation, do not touch it while it is plugged into the mains. Be aware of the possibility of electrocution. So the first step is to cut the extension lead in half. That's what I've done, and I've stripped back some of the outer white casing here, and then I've exposed the three wires. So we've got a ground earthing wire here, and then the two wires to carry the alternating current. So one of them, of course, is live and one of them is neutral. And I then also stripped back the outer sleeving for the actual wires themselves to expose the wires on the inside. Now, I've also put these crimped terminal ends on the end of the cables. This is just a good practice because it makes the connections much easier. And I'll do that with all the cables we've got. So it's not strictly 100% necessary, but it is a good practice to make nice, clean connections. Okay, so for the first step, we want to do is take our power supply and we want to make sure that it is connected to the main, so of course it can power the board. And what we're going to do is you're going to use some of these quick connectors that allow us to take this cable, stick it in there, close that down like that. I'm also going to take the brown cable for the power supply. There's the power supply, and it's now connected into that as well. And then we also have the space here that we're going to use for the relay in a moment. And we're going to do exactly the same thing for the blue cable. So what we're going to do is we're going to take this connector. We're going to pop this in here on one side. Okay, and then we're going to pop in the power supply there on the other side. And the other one, of course, is still free for using with the for the relay, which we're going to do. So there we go, both of those are connected. And if you notice, that now leaves us with the earthing wire here, and we need to connect that to the earthing wire here on the other side. So those two are permanently connected. And again, we can do that with one of our little connection blocks here. So let's just go ahead and do that. So that they will be, the earth will be connected all the way through. So earth in here on one side, earth in here on the other side. Okay, and so there we got the cables connected, and we have now two free cables here on this side, and we've got two spare outputs here, and in the middle here we can put the relay, and these two here are for the power supply, so we can power the Arduino when this is actually plugged into the mains. So here again is our relay, and I've wired up the left and the right hand channel, both channels there, so we're going to be switching off the live and the neutral at the same time, so that there's no worries of spurious connections being made by only cutting down one side. And as I said before, we've connected it to the common one and to the normally open, which means that when this has no power to it, it will be no circuit made. We actually have to apply the signal to these control pins to switch the circuit, and we are now going to use these onto the extension lead. So what we need to do is take the common, so this is the middle pin of each relay, and I'm going to now put that in here on the quick connectors I've got here. So if we take a look at this now, we can see this is the brown cable originally from the extension lead. This is the brown cable that goes off to one side of the power supply, and this is the brown cable that goes off to the common on the relay. And we're going to do exactly the same thing now for the blue one. Exactly the same thing, three cables. This one is from the original extension cable. This one goes to our 5-volt power supply. This one is the common on the relay. That leaves us here now, these four cables, two blue and two brown on each side. They need to be connected. Okay, so we're going to connect the blue on there to the blue on there. Remember, do not ever mix up these cables, because you have the danger of electrocution, short circuits, and so on if you get the wrong ones. So always be careful what you are connecting up. If you are not sure, do not proceed, and seek the advice of somebody who understands fully what they are, what you are trying to achieve. So what we've actually done is we've cut the extension lead in half. We've got the 5-volt power supply. We have the relay, and between the two of them, we'll control the microcontroller. The microcontroller will control the relay, and that will basically allow this circuit to be completed on the extension lead, which means you can then switch things on and off as a smart switch. Okay, let's move over to doing the microcontroller side of things. Okay, so here we have our Arduino on a breadboard. So the first we want to do is to connect up the ground and the 5 volts here on the relay. Remember what I said about isolation there, that is a possibility. Do not connect up the wrong things. Again, if you are not sure, seek the advice of somebody who is more competent about this. So we're going to connect from the positive rail here to the 5 volts on the relay. So this, of course, is the negative rail. This is the positive rail, and we're just connecting across to there. We do exactly the same thing for the ground rail. So we're going from the negative rail on the breadboard to the ground pin here on the relay. So that now powers the relay with 5 volts. Of course, in a minute, we're going to connect up these two rails to our 5-volt power supply that we've got wired in. And now we need to connect up the control pins. So what we're going to do is, if we go from the pin 8 and pin 7 we're going to use, so that's this one here, okay, and we need to get that over to one of the control pins. So when that pin goes low, it will control the relay, and we'll be switching them at the same time. So they'll both be going on and off at the same time. And then we're going to take the next pin next to it. That's pin 7. Pin 6, by the way, is connected to the LED. We don't want to switch on that one, because every time you switch the LED on or off, you'll actually be switching the relay on and off, and we don't want that. So now we're connecting that over to there. So we've got 4 wires here now. Okay, 2 of them are for powering the control circuit of the relay, and then 2 of them are for the pins that we're going to be using to control it, pins 8 and pin 7. So now we also need to power the board itself, and where we can do that is by taking again from the positive rail here on the breadboard and connecting that to the VIN pin, which is a 5-volt tolerant pin on the input there. And then, of course, the ground also needs to be connected. So we take something there from the negative rail there, stick it into the ground like that. Okay, so now the board itself is powered up directly from this rail, and there are 2 control pins, two power rail cables for the relay itself. And then that just leaves us one last thing to do, which is to take the power supply itself, and we take the positive cable and stick it in there. So there we go, there you can see how it's going into the positive. And then we stick the ground, the negative or the ground cable there from our power supply into there like that. And now everything is self-contained. So the power for the Arduino and the circuit is coming from our 210 volt or whatever converter to 5 volts. And then the breadboard here is as we wired it up. Okay, so the final component that we need, of course, is the software that's going to run on the Arduino. Now, this is based on the web server that I showed in the previous video when I talked about the MKR1000 Arduino board, which, of course, has got built-in Wi-Fi. So I won't go too much into how that works. You need to go back to look at that video, but there are a few differences. The first one is that we are using a static IP address here, because obviously you want to be able to know how to access your smart switch without having to hunt for it on the network. So that is an important thing. And there's another extra call that gets used a little later on to actually make that work. And also what we're doing here is I define an enum, because what we're actually doing is seeing what requests are coming in over the web browser, so we can detect the difference between an on-off request or the request for the menu and so on. We also have to define the pins that we're using for the relay. As we saw when I wired up the Arduino, we're using pins 7 and 8, and those are defined there so that we can use them in the rest of the program. And in fact, the first time they're used here is during the setup phase. One thing we want to do is make sure that pins, relay pin 1 and 2 are set to be outputs, and we set them high. And high, of course, means that they switch off, so the relay has no current going through it, so it's in its normally closed position, which in our circuit means there's nothing connected. And we also turn the LED on so that we can see the board's booted up, the LED comes on, and then we wait for it to go off when in fact the Wi-Fi is done, which we'll see here in a moment. Here's just mentioning that call that configures the static IP address. IP there is what we defined higher up. And then this basically connects up the Wi-Fi, and then at the end here it turns off the LED. So if you're looking at the board, you can see that when it goes off, you know it's connected to the Wi-Fi. I also have some functions here to deal with sending back HTTP and HTML. You can look at those at your leisure. They're basically just very simple. There you go. There's the HTML. It's also got some CSS in it, okay, to make these buttons look a bit nicer. Basically, just to send out the same thing all the time, some fixed functions there. And once you get into a loop, what happens, we can see, is that it actually checks to see what kind of request is coming in. And if it is a request for slash on or slash off, then it sets the variable RT, which is defined to be that enum, very simply. And then at the bottom here, after we've done all this processing, we basically see what the RT, the request type, was. If it was on, then we set the pins to low, which means they switch on. Remember, it's the opposite way around on this relay. And we set the LED to on, so we can see on the board it's been switched on. And if the request type was off, then we set the two relay pins to high, which makes them switch off, so you switch it on and off. And all you need to do is compile that and put that onto the Arduino board. And as with all of my videos, this code will be available on my GitHub repository, so you can look at this at your leisure and understand it to see how it works. But it's a fairly simple program, taking a web request, if it's on or off, switch the relay on or off. Simple as that, really.
And so there you have it. Now you can control the relay via the Arduino from your smartphone using the HTML, the web server in the Arduino. It serves up a page, and then you can turn it on or off. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I hope you found this video interesting. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. Also, why not subscribe and stick around here in the community? Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.